there is a human element to this too, where AJ Brown, I think, has been a relatively good soldier through this whole thing, knowing he's probably not going to be on the team. And contrary to public belief, he's very well liked in that locker room. He's more popular than Jalen Hurts. What I would say on that is this guy is an ultra competitive guy, right? And I think too often we make the mistake of assuming a guy can be competitive about his team's performance and not as competitive about his individual performance.
Albert Breer, Bulldog, is that a mistake you make?
What did he say again?
Competitive about team but not individual, or vice versa?
Yeah. No, I don't know. I don't make any mistakes.
Not sure I could even understand it.
I don't make any mistakes. I prefer gaffes. I make gaffes.
You make gaffes? Really?
You're a gaff guy? I'm a gaffer.
No, that's an actual thing.
That's an actual job.
What does a gaffer do? They work on movies.
Yeah, I think so.
Doing what? Gaffing?
Gaffing things. Making mistakes.
That's what they're hired. The gaffer screws
they
up. I thought that was what I was supposed to be doing
guy,
here.
They bring a guy, or it could be a woman, I suppose. They bring a person onto the set, give them the gaffer job, so they make all the mistakes and everything else runs smoothly.
I see. To deflect?
Yes.
Take the pressure off the rest of the crew?
You know, odds are there's going to be mistakes made. At least let's get someone in here who knows what they're doing.
That's funny. That's funny. Right, everyone?
It's only Monday.
The gaffer is the chief electrician.
All right.
On a film or TV production team.
Good job, Google.
Well, I'm not giving you my source. Odell Beckham.
One of your kids texted you?
Yeah, that's what happened. Odell Beckham last played for whom?
Ooh, that's a good question. The Ravens?
That seems right. Miami. Okay. 2 years ago, in a game here, he caught three passes for Miami. And this game, I looked at it today.
I bet that stung at the time.
Maybe. That's well past the time when Von Miller kind of almost promised him to us.
Yeah.
He's playing for the Dolphins. This is a game I had a tough time remembering today. 2 years ago, the Bills won it on a 61-yard field goal to end it by Tyler Bass. And Beckham played for the Dolphins in that game. It wasn't his last game.
All right.
Is Tyler Bass a thing anymore? Is he coming back?
I think he's coming back.
Do you?
Yeah.
Beckham, will you be drafting him? Throw a dart? 18th round? What do you think? Juju or Beckham? It's bad for neighbors. It's got to be bad for neighbors. They were talking about his knee like it wasn't going to be ready. Mm-hmm. And now you did what? Yep. You signed Odell Beckham Jr. and Juju Smith-Schuster on the same day. Was Phil McConkey not available? I mean, that's what you're telling us is that here's where we're at wide receiver. Young Jackson Dart. We want to change that story. So we're going to load up on retired receivers. Quasi-retired.
I don't know what. I've not seen details. There's been two things happened so fast today. The Beckham stuff was this morning, and the Juju was maybe around the same time. Right. And then this was not unanticipated. Although Myles Garrett being traded maybe wasn't certainly the same. But these other deals, I haven't really looked at the details. But like, does Beckham have to make the team even? He didn't have to make the team. He hadn't played football in 2 years. I don't know. I feel like it's as close to a nothing burger of a story as there could possibly be. Like, how good is that team going to be anyway? I don't know. Maybe I should. Could they be good, the Giants? Like, Dart's pretty good. They've got pass rushers all over the place, so much so that they might even trade to Kayvon Thibodeau.
You want to do that? You want to bet the Giants?
Do I want? No.
You want action on the Giants?
I'm asking, are they going to be any good? Could they be good? So then I started to try to build a construct where, okay, what do they have going for them?
I don't hate it.
I know they have John Harbaugh, and that's certainly credibility, but I don't know that it makes everything just everything else just right.
No, I don't love that either. 7.5 is the number.
So I don't know. I just don't think Beckham is going to. I might sooner bet that he gets cut in August than he has any impact on.
Sure. No, that's he's got to prove that he's physically up to it.
And I really don't have a whole lot of time for, like, sentimentality to some extent. Like, you were drafted there. You know, you made one of the all-time highlight reel plays in the history of the sport while you were playing for that team. That's really your moment you arrived on the national scene.
Oh, baby.
Is that catch, that one-handed catch. I don't really have a lot of time for I have unfinished business with the Giants. Like, they couldn't wait to get rid of you.
That was...
Like, please stop with I have unfinished... cut it out.
Got to say something. That was Dave Gettleman after claiming...
Right.
Just like kind of the Browns guy.
We weren't going to trade him. Right.
We're not going to... Why would we do that? Then he was traded.
We just signed him to a contract. Look, over here, I have the paper.
That should be... You should be able to sue for that when that happens. When the team just,
yep.
You want to say that, then you bet you can't make the trade.
Yep.
Then it shouldn't be possible to trade after you talk like that. It's wrong. Yep, Beckham did play for Baltimore in 23 and made somewhat of an impact. And then year before last,
yep.
9 catches in 9 games for the Dolphins.
I really wonder.
3 for first downs.
Three
for first downs.
Boy, that hurts. I liked what you said earlier about the pivoting back to the Garrett trade, the Browns, and how just to what extent there was like a nod and a wink and a handshake on like
last year.
All right, yeah. We'll get you all this guaranteed money and we'll get you to crest the $40 million hill or whatever the hell it was on annual average value. We'll do everything, man, and it just like. Just give us a year, and if we aren't out of the tailspin, we'll take care of you. And here we are. I mean, they clearly are not out of the tailspin, and so they're moving them. I do like what you started today with the Browns, like appreciating it from their perspective. Of course, the Rams are the lead. They got the big star, the defensive player of the year, single season sack record. Even reading the explanation from Andrew Berry, the GM, like, yeah, it always made sense. It didn't. The thing that made the least sense about the last 2 years of Cleveland Browns football is that they signed him to the contract in the first place, but they did. And for whatever you know attachments there were to that, and entanglements about you know how long this has to last if we're not to a certain level by a certain time or whatever. It just was always weird, and I'm glad for them that they looked in the mirror long enough and realized like we're gonna get a lot of stuff, including a plug and play, much younger, excellent player at the position that we're trading away. I mean, versus not Garrett. Garrett is a almost 300-pound freak of nature who moves like Jared Verse, but also can stand in there and play. Like Verse is more. He's more just I'm coming for the quarterback. I think is just pure edge. Whereas Garrett is, you know, you're that size, 285. Like you're a force on all three downs or four downs if you want it. Whereas Verse I think is a little more specific, just pass rush. But there's a ton of value in that anyway, and he's excellent at it. So well, they did good for themselves, I think.
Yeah, I mean I'm almost embarrassed in that. Every time there's a trade like this and the team getting the draft picks is like not a contender, I'm just going to automatically side with them. I love this for the Browns, but it's perverse. It's the Browns. Like this is the Sabres where enough already with this. Can I just wear my Garrett jersey and, you know, get out there and enjoy myself? You're always taking my top guys away. Not exactly, but what I respect about it is that they were not undone by their failures of the past, which I mean as when we've talked about Sabre moves, they're a pretty good example of a team like this. We're like, how, whatever, trade them, don't trade them. What difference is it going to make? I'm going to have more draft picks and new names, mm-hmm. guys that are going to go back to juniors, and I just feel like I'm spinning my wheels.
Mm-hmm.
But really, apart from the fan base and what it might mean to your job security as a GM, the real life stuff. From a build standpoint, that really shouldn't matter how many years you've gone without playoff wins. It really, you know, change the name of the team. You're in the same situation with the same players. It looks like a better move because you're not known for losing like they are. It really shouldn't matter.
That's
right. If I'm the GM and this would cost me my job, how many games do I have to win this year? That kind of stuff would change it. And, you know, maybe your owner's like, no, we've done enough of that. Then you know you're probably doomed in the job. We've done enough of that already. No. In this case, apparently, he was allowed.
Yeah, ownership plan. Like, yeah, let's move on. Because what – you're right. I mean, if you have the same people – you know, I don't want to say repeating the same actions, but like, you know, making the same sorts of moves, you might want to ask yourself whether or not you have the right people making the moves. But ultimately, you should not be held prisoner by the mistakes you made in the past. What you should ask yourself is what is best for us, me at the front of it. Like, what's best for us right now is getting all these assets and a 25-year-old player at the same position who might even be like a rising whatever. It totally works because Garrett is at some point going to become a diminishing asset at his age. I mean, he just is, and it should be. Again, he could be a freak of nature. I don't know, but it should be much sooner than the player you traded for. Not to even mention the picks and everything else that
sure.
you got here. So. You should just be able to be honest with yourself and whether or not, you know, and again, if ownership has to give the leeway to a GM to say, like, yeah, that's fine. Because they could have very easily said, no, not this time. Not with Myles Garrett. People love him. We love him. He's a Brown forever. Well, I mean, if he's open to going somewhere else, like, you're not burning a bridge with a cornerstone player. I mean, you're trading him away, but you're not, like, doing him dirty. Maybe you're even doing what he wants, which is give me a look at it.
He's been their best player for 5 years. They had one good season,
right?
So, sorry to interrupt.
Like, no, I was winding down. You know how I work. There's often some trailer stuff gaffe. At the end that really doesn't.
Was it a gaffe?
Isn't needed. It might be. It's a gaffe
by me.
Oh, I don't know. I was headed for you. Headed me off from a gaffe myself.
Maybe I saved you.
Yes.
Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, 803-0550 for your calls. This is WGR.